Okay, Itmar, around the bottom of Chaf on the base. Itmar, B.S. Cohen, God will be Almona, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer. Chadomar, Eina Potera Sarasa, the Chadomar Potera Sarasa. Okay, going back now to the same case we had before, that a Cohen Gadol to an Almona. See, one second, which case? There's two possibilities. An Almona who's only an Arusa, who's still a Basula, and then there's only a Lav. Or an Almona who is already in the Sua, and she's not a Basula, then there's a Lav and an Essay. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazo argue about some Almona to a Kohen Gadol, right? Whether there is a mitzvah b'chlal of Yibum, and therefore b'di'evid, if he made Yibum, he paters the Tzara, or there's b'chlal no mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore the Yibum in the Almona is worthless, and the Tzara isn't pater. That's a machlokas. The Gemara says, the Almona min hanesuin kuli amalo pligid lo pater. By Almona min hanesuin, where there's a lav and an essay, then you don't say essay dochalos, I say the essay. So the mele, what, so there's no Yibum at all. There's no chiyuv of Yibum b'chlal by the Almona. So mele, if you made Yibum in the Almona, you don't pater the Tzara. It's not called Yibum. That everybody agrees. The ain essay dochalos, I say the essay. Ki plige be almona min ha'erusin. The machlokas is only when there's essay and a los assay. Right? The almona min ha'erusin. There's only a lav. So does the essay of Yibum really doche the lav of almona? And really there's a mitzvah of Yibum over here. But, for whatever reason, the rabbanan were gozer. And therefore, b'di'evet, if you made Yibum in the almona, you pater the tzorah. It's a good Yibum. Or no. There is no Yibum at all. We don't say over here Esed Ocholos Esed. We'll see in 1 second why. And the Mela, what's it called, since there is no mitzvah of Yibum, if you made Yibum in the Amona, it doesn't have any effect. And the Tzorah is still Chayit. Man, the Yom Reporteris, Asi Esed V'Docholos Esed. The one who says that it patters, the Tzorah holds, that Me'ikr Hadin, we would say Esed Ocholos Esed. And there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So if you're Me'yabim, B'di'evet, it helps. Uman the Omer ain't a polteris velosi esse vidocha as well sase. Even the efshir bechalitza. The one who holds it doesn't help says, it's like we said before, that since it's possible to be cholate, and the only time you say esse docha lo sase when it's impossible to do the essay without being docha the lav. So it's impossible to do it without that, then you say esse docha lo sase. But if it's efshir v'kayim shneim, you could be mekayim the essay without being over the lav. Right, like over here, even the kind of mitzvah of Yibum by Chalitza, without Yibum. So therefore, you don't say Esed Ocholos Asay. Memela, there's no din of Yibum Bechlau. Memela, the Yibum of the Almona, it doesn't part of the Tzor. Meisvei, the Imbo'alu Konu. Right, so the Gemara says, that's not true. We had before that even by Chayvei Lavin, B'di'evit, if they were Boel, they're Kona. And it's a good Yibum, and he only needs get after that, no chalitza. So you see that you do say esse dochalo sase. And it's only a din d'rabbanan, like we said before, be a rishol not to be a shnia. Tiyufta. So it's a kayat enechanami. There can't be a shita that holds that you don't say esse dochalo sase by chai ve'lavim, and that the evet it wouldn't be a Yibum. Where it says, Lemitavi nomi tiyufta Resh Lakish. If that's the case, then it's a kashan Resh Lakish too. Because then the mice over here we see that even though it's Efshel Lakaim Shnehem, you could do Chalitza and be Mekayim the essay through Chalitza and not be over the Lav, still we say essay Dokolos Asay. So Resh Lakish is cloud that wherever it's Efshel Lakaim Shnehem, you don't say essay Dokolos Asay, right? It's also Mufrach. That's where your mamash mekayim the mitzvah, and you don't have to be over the lav. Then you say actually mekayim shneim. Abul hacha chalitza makom yibum lav mitzvah he. But over here chalitza the makom yibum is not called a mitzvah. Right? We explain chalitza is just a heichi timtza to pati you from yibum, but the ikur mitzvah is the yibum. The mele you're not actually mekayim shneim. You won't be able to makayim the mitzvah of Yibum by doing chalitza. You'll just pater yourself from Yibum. But you won't be makayim the mitzvah of Yibum. That's not called Efshel Lakayim Shneim. Rashi before, right, said that it is a upslug to Resh Lakish. So Rashi learned that part of the sugya argues on this part of the sugya. And at that point, the Gemara held that you don't say that chalitza v'makom yibum is not efshel l'kayim shneim. That's also called efshel l'kayim shneim. And according to that part of the sugya, Reish Lakish is mufrach. If you look there, the Bitzal Ransberg takes out that part of the Rashi because it doesn't stem with the maskon of the Gemara over here. Over here, the Gemara says the favors that Reish Lakish is not mufrach. And there Rashi said Reish Lakish is also mufrach. But according to the Girsa, that is in the Rashi, Rashi held it over there, since the Gemara didn't go on and explain what it says, it held over there, talking that that even chalitza is called Efshel Kayim Shneim, and Mela Reish Lakish is mufrach. And over here, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says the chalitza, the makom yibum, is not anything. It's not makiyum ha-mitzvah. Whether chalitza is an alternate mitzvah or just a tour from Yibum. Rashi, no Rashi. Omar Rava. So that's what we have now. So Nedekam comes out in the end that Chai Lavim really are Chayiv in Yibum because you'd say Yeser Dechalos say, and the only reason not is because Gzeira Bia Rishon not to be Ushnia. And even though you can do make chalitza, that's not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, because chalitza b'makom yibum is not called a mitzvah. Okay, just a tour from yibum. Omar Rava, remez l'shnios min ha-Torah minayim. Where do we have a hint in from the Torah to the idea of shnios, even though shnios are an issur d'rabbanan, but where did the rabbanan get the hint to add arayis? Shneimar, ki es kol ha-toevos ho-el osu anshei ha-oretz. Ho-el koshos. Mechlal di-ikarakos. U-mainin hu-shniyos. Right? It says in the Torah, by Arayas, ki es kol ha-toevos ho-el osu anshei ha-oretz. So ho-el is a lashon kosher. Right? El is, we'll see in a second, elei ha-oretz. Right? So mashma that these harsh ones, anyone who does these harsh toevos, right, this is the harsh toevos that the Anshei Haaretz also. Mashma, that there's less harsh, not so harsh toevos. Toevos that are not ho'el. So that gave the Chachamim a remez that they should be mesakein lesser arayas than the ones that are mentioned in the Torah. My mashma, the ho'el, listen to the kasha. Where do you know the word ho'el? It means these. Why is that signify something strong? Right, so the strong ones of the Eilei Ha'aretz. Gemara says, Lema pleaded the Reb Levi. Let's say this argues on Reb Levi. The Om Reb Levi, Kosha onshin shal midos, yoser mi onshin shal arayas. The onesh for midos is, in other words, false scales, false measures, is worse than the onesh of arayas. Shezen nemer bohen eil, the zen nemer bohen eile. Right? So what's it called? It says here it says ale, and here it says ale. Mashma ale is stronger than ale, but mashma ale is not so strong. So now the Gemara thinks ale isn't strong, but ale is strong. Gemara answers ale. What's it called? An ale. Ale kosher. The ale kosher me ale. No, doesn't mean that ale is not a lashon koshi. Ale is also a lashon koshi, but ale is stronger. We'll see in a second why Eile is stronger. Torah Tumis says Pasha, whenever there's a hey at the end of the word, it's not necessary, it strengthens the thing. Right? For instance, he brings a riot, it says, what's it called? Lisha'ola in a Pasuk. Could have said Lisha'ol. But the fact that it added an extra hey means the lowest part of Gehenna, the Gemara says. So you see, an extra hey intensifies the thing. But it's not that Eile isn't a Lashon Kasha, and Eile is. Eil is Lashon Kasha, and Eil is even stronger Lashon Kasha. That's all. Rashi. Ki eskola to'evos ho'el gabi arayas k'siv. Umashma to'evos ha'koshos. The strong ones. Mashma that there are less than strong ones. So there was a remez that they should make shneos. Michlal v'yesh rakos. The kalos me'en vasura. That they're less stringent, but they're also. Eila b'midos k'siv. The word Eila says by midos. K'siv ki to'ovis Hashem kol osa Eila kol osa Ovel. By midos says these are a to'eva, and whoever does them kol osa Eila os kol osa Ovel. Medikomer yosa mishal arayis michlal de high lav koshu. And since it says that the only should midos where it says Eila is stronger than Arayis, mashma that when it says Ha'el, without Eila, is not so strong. Haksiv Eila, okay, 1 second. Okay. The Gemara says, Gabi Arayis Nomi Haksiv Eila, Lamaisavai Arayis also says Eila. We're saying now that Midos is stronger than Arayis. The onus for Midos is stronger than Arayis because by Midos it says Eila, the extra hay. And by Arayis it does not say the extra hay, right? But by Arayis there is a pasuk that says the extra hay. Gabi Arayis Nomi Oksiv Eila, right? By Arayis also it says Eila. It says, Rashi says, Oksiv Eila, Mikola Tuevos Ha'Eila V'Nichrusu, by Arayis. So Mara says, Ahula mute midos mikoris. No. That Eile comes to say whoever does these things, specifically it's a mute, and not midos. I would think that maybe midos is also chayv koris. Right? The Rashbam says, where would I know that midos are chayv koris? Because of the Gzeri Shava. Because it says to'eva by Arayas, and it says to'eva by midos. So I would learn Gzeri Shava, even though you don't learn Gzeri Shava yourself. But the truth is that the Gemara does learn that Gzeirah Shavah for something else. The To'eva by Midos to To'eva by the To'eva by Arayos to the To'eva of Esna. And since already we use that word for Gzeirah Shavah, you could extend it to somewhere else possibly. So the word Eila comes to tell me only these things are Chayav Koris and not Midos. Others learn that I've learned a Kal V'chomer. If Midos, we'll see in 1 second, is Chomer mi Arayas. Right? And Arayas are Chayav Kores, Koshke Midos are Chayav Kores. But there's a halach of Einon Shem Adin. But there's a mashayla whether Einon Shem Adin is only by Onshim of Bnei Adam, right? Like Mislamis or Malkus or whatever. Or it applies even to what's it called Onshim Bidei Shemayim like Kores. This shot that you learn a Kal V'chomer would have to hold that what's it called, that you say Onshim and Hadin by what's it called, by Onshe Shamayim.
Okay.
Well, not Gzer Shavah. This is there is no Gzer. You can't make a long Gzer Shavah on your own, so therefore they ask on that Rashbam. So how would you know, why would you think that Midos are Chayav Koris from Kal V'chomer from Arayas? If Midos are more Chomer than Arayas. Okay. So Maisa, if Midos aren't Chayav Koris, and Arayas are Chayiv Koris, then why is Midos more Chomer than Arayas? Right, Ladarab, what's the Chumra of Midos over Arayas? Honi Efshar B'Tshuva. Arayas, Lamais is Chayiv Koris, but you could do Tshuva. Right, you could do Tshuva. And Tshuva helps, what's it called, by itself, together with Yom Kippur, whatever, but it's, you can do Tshuva. Honi Lo Efshar B'Tshuva. But by Midos, you don't know who you cheated. If you have false midos, not just a one-time thing, right? You probably cheat a lot of people. You don't know who you cheated, how much you cheated them. So it's impossible to make restitution. And the Mela, what's it called? Even though it says that you should do tzarche rabim, that doesn't really make a full restitution. So Lamaisa, you're not going to be able to do a full tshuva when it comes to midos. Beyond the fact that if Midos would be Chayiv Kore, so you get Malkus, and you'd be what's it called, the Potter. But since it's not Chayiv Kore, it could be it's not Chayiv Kore, because it's even more Chomer. So there's not Shayach, any kind of Tshuva over here, full Tshuva. So therefore, that's the Chumra. Rabbi Chanan asks, that's not a Chumra in the Aveira of Midos. It's just a Hechitimsa. I can't know who to do Tshuva with. Right? So what's it called? So it's not because the thing is more chomer. It's only because it's impossible to do tshuva, because I don't know who. If I would know who I cheated, I couldn't do tshuva. So they say that the idea is that since this is bein adam l'chaveiro, you have to come on to somebody else, the tshuva won't help until your atzeh chaveiro. So this is not shayach b'tshuva alone by itself b'chlal, unless you have something else m'ratzeh chaveiro. But by Arayas, it's only in Deinoim Lamakom. So therefore, what's it called? You don't have to come on to somebody else, and you could do Tshuva without anything else impeding it. Some say that that's the Hay, the Eile, I think the Marsha says. The hey is a remez to the, how difficult tshuva is. Because it says that the ritual is created with a hey, right, that most people end up going down to Gehenna. But there's a small opening if you do tshuva, right, but it's only a small opening. So that's why by Midos it says Eile, and by Arayis, Eil, right, that to show me how difficult the tshuva is by Midos. Rashi, Arayis Efshir B'Takana, or the tshuva, that's two different girsas here. Kozman Shalo Holid Mamzer, Yifresh Hemen of Yischari, as long as you didn't have a mamzer. Mashma, if you did have a mamzer, there's no tshuva anymore. But the truth is, you can still get tshuva on the Avera, but you can't wipe away the effect of the Avera completely. If you had a mamzer, you can do tshuva. And the tshuva will help for you, but still the effect is there in the world. Avomidos gezlas harabim hu ve'eno yodeh le mi'azer. But midos usually cheated a lot of people, and you don't know who exactly and how much and whatever. The afagav dekaimel on yitakim and bohem tzorche rabim lav tshuva ma'alyesehu. And even though it says that if you did such a thing, so you should at least do tzorche rabim, so maybe the people that you cheated will get back the money by being part of the rabim, that they'll benefit from the roads that you built or whatever. That's not a full tshuva. That's just do what you can. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omar, and others say that other of that, what's it called? Because Arayis or Chayiv Kores, it's a kapara. But midos are so chomor that they're not Efshir B'Tshuva, and therefore there's not even a Kores by them because there's no kapara. It's too chomor. That's another idea. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omar Mehocha. We're looking for a remez to Shnios, right, for Arayis. Where is there a remez to that gzeira? Because if there wouldn't be a remez, right, they say, the Rabbanim wouldn't have made a gzeira on Shnios because it's mevakel pruvu, right, and it breaks up Shaduchim, like we said, you know, keeping Shaduchim in the family is easier than going out of the family. So, Lamaisa, what's it called? Therefore, they needed a remez. So, Yehuda says the remez is from here. The Izein the Chiker, Chikein, Misholim Harbei. Right, Shlomo HaMelech was Izein the Chiker and Tikein Misholim Harbe. V'omar Ula, Omer Belozer, Kolim Shabbos Shlomo Haisa Torah Doma L'Ktifa She'ein Lo Aznayim. Before Shlomo came, the Torah was like a basket without handles. At Shabbos Shlomo V'Osu Lo Aznayim. He made handles to be able to hold the Torah, meaning over here he extended the Torah, and the Marsha says Aznayim represents Torah Shabbal Peh, which you hear with your ears. So he extended it through Torah Shabbal Peh to make Siyogim LaTorah. Rashi, Oznayim, the Izein, Loshen Oznayim, Beis Achiza, handles. Kedomer Be'erivim, Limei Das Esa'on, Da'agmara B'Simoni Tamei, Va'aspora B'Didomei, Gomer Milsri Milsa. He made a lot of what's it called, Limei Das Esa'on. He taught them how to learn things out from the Torah, to be Madama Milsa the Milsa, the Hizra al Divrei Sofrim, Kidhsi the Yosem Mehema Bini Zoyer, Hizor Bidivre Sofrim, Yosem Divrei Torah. More than that, more than what the Torah says, be careful what the Rabbanan say. The Gozer Ashnios, and he made Takanas. Oznaim shall kupa lechos bohen. Oznaim is the handles that look like ears on the sides of a jug. Mishtameris shalotipo, and it keeps it from falling. So too, through the Shnios, or through any Gzeir of the Rabbanon, you're careful not to come to the Isser itself. So Tosa says, the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin and Tilsadayim. And a bas call went out, in Chochom Bini, why didn't it mention there's Mesakin Shnios of Arayis too? So Tosa says that could be that the Shnios weren't Mesukin then. It was only after the bas call. First he made Erevin and Tilsadayim, and a bas call went out. And then later he was masakin also the Shneels. Ravoshi Omer Mehocha. Ravoshi says that the remez to Shneels Learayas is from the following. Pro'ehu al tavor bo seteme olovi avor. Right? Pro'ehu hagilehu. Uncover it l'isser. Right? Make the isser more pronounced. Vahosi v'lov. Add to it. Kadesh lo tavor bo. In other words, you shouldn't transgress it. And therefore you'll stay away, you'll veer from the Avera. Amrav Ashi, marshal the Rav Oshia Lamad Dover Dome. I can give you a marshal to what Rav Oshia said. That this idea of add on so you won't come to do the issue. Dome la other Mishamer Pardes. Person wants to guard a orchard. Mishamer Ubi Bachushi stands outside the Pardes. So, Kulo Mishamer, the whole Pardes is being protected. Because nobody can come even approach the paradise. So the whole paradise is protected. Misham will be Mishnim, but if he guards inside the paradise, Shalafam and Mishtamer, what's beyond him, he's guarding. But there's a small portion of the paradise that's not going to be guarded. If you guard from the inside, what's between you and the outside of the paradise isn't guarded. Shalafam and Mishtamer. The one says, V'hod Ravashi Bidusahi. Or Berusa, he has two different girsas. Bedusa means it's false. It's Narishkeit. Not true. Right? Why? Because that's not a good marshal. Hasam shalafond of Mia Mishtamer. Over there, at least, you're guarding what's in front of you. Part of it's not guarded, but part is still guarded. But over here, Hacha Ilav Shnios Poga Be'erva Gufa. If it wouldn't be for the Shnios, you'd end up being over on the Erva too, so nothing is guarded. By not having the shneos, by not having the gzera, we're afraid you'll be over bechlal on the Isra'ariz. So the marshal is not a good marshal. So bedusa means it's false, bodui. That berusa, I think Rabbeinu Hananel says that it's berusa. Berusa means that it's something outside the realm of Torah Shebal Peh. Now this isn't some. This is an outside machshava. Right, what was said in the Beis Medrash and what was said by Chazal was authentic, and there were things that were outsiders that were not part of the what was said in the Beis Medrash. It was an outside thing, Berusa. That's not a legitimate svara. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Rav Kahana Omer Mehacher. Rav Kahana said the remez to Shnios is from the following: Ushmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. Make a mishmeres a protection, a fence around my fences. Omer le Abayel Rav Yosef, hod yoraisehi. V'maisa then, if you're learning from a pasuk, right? Ushmartem es mishmarti, make a mishmeres le mishmarti. Then it's min haTorah. Then all yisurei derabbanan are min haTorah. It says Dioraisa Upirsha Rabbanan in a Chanami. It's Minat Torah, except the Rabbanan, it was left up to the Rabbanan to tell us what things are called the Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. Right. And because we learn from this pasuk, we learn Mishmeres L'Mishmarti and Lo Mishmeres L'Mishmeres. That's why you don't make Gzera L'Gzera. But this is the pasuk. But if that's the case, right, Kol HaTorah Nami Pirsha Rabbanan. The whole Torah is like that. The Torah. Torah said, Lamentesh Malachas left up to the Rabbanan to tell you what they are. So all the Torah is, the Torah told you and left it up to the Rabbanan to explain. So that's also Minat Torah. So it's not the Rabbanans anymore, it's the Raisas. Element, the Rabbanan across Machta B'Alma. It's merely the Rabbanan. The Prophet is only in Asmachta. And the way to learn Asmachta means the Torah gave a remez to the Rabbanan to make this, but it's not a din deraisa, it's not mamish that the Torah said to do it. The Torah said, I want the Rabbanan to do this, and it remains a din derabbanan. Okay. Similar to the Rambam holds that every issur derabbanan, there's an issur of what's it called, lo sosur, right? Api haTorah sheyorucha. The Ramban learns that's going on where the Rabbanan explained to me what the Torah meant, right? Then you have to listen to the Rabbanan. But with the Rabbanan say what we're telling you is purely rabbinic, it's an addition, there the Ramban says there's no chiyuv min haTorah to listen to that. But the Rambam holds there's a chiyuv to listen to the Rabbanan in their siyogim, and that's Torah. So they ask the Chordim, why is Sofik the Rabbanan the Kula, if it's every Rabbanan is a Doraisa, right? So there the idea is it's not that the thing itself is Doraisa. You have to listen to the Chachamim. The thing itself is only the Rabbanan. But there's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. But it's not that the thing itself becomes awesome. Right? Therefore, the Sofik is mutter. Because the Rabbanan said that when there's a Sofik, we're not telling you to listen to us. So the thing itself doesn't become awesome. But in any case, whatever it is, but the idea is that Same thing over here. It's an asmachta. The Torah said, I want the Rabbanan to make such gzeiros. Right? But they should be the Rabbanan. Shouldn't be a deraisa. That's all. The Torah gave its rot. The rot on the Torah is there should be such a thing. That's the way the Ritva learns asmachta. According to others, asmachta means really it's purely the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan just found the pasuk to make it more, that you'll see what the, what's it called? They have some, a memory aid. So the Rambam learns. So you'll remember this idea from this pasuk. It's after the fact. According to the Ritva, it's before the fact. The Rabbanan found the remez in the Torah to do what they did. But it's not a tzivui min HaTorah, it's just a gilui of ratzon HaTorah. Rashi, ushmartim es mishmarti, gabi arayis, ksiv. That pasuk is talking about arayis, so it's not only a remez to all isurei d'rabbanan, which we learned, since by arayis we do it, other things too, mishmeres l'mishmarti, right? But it's specifically by arayis. Tam rabbanan, mahim shniyos. What are the arayos to Rabbanan? Torah didn't prohibit these arayos, but the Rabbanan added them. Aim imo, your mother's mother, in other words, your maternal grandmother, is not also min Torah. It's only also what's it called, your mother is also to you, but your grandmother is not also. Maybe we can... After the shiur, they can have some. Not breakfast in the shiur. It's just the shiur. Okay. So your maternal grandmother, the aim of it, and your paternal grandmother, your father's mother, also is not awesome in a Torah, only awesome in a Rabbanan. The Ashes Avi Aviv. Okay, there's also a grandmother, but it's not your actual grandmother, it's your grandfather's wife. But it's not, what's it called, your actual grandmother. Okay, but your grandfather's wife. Okay, it's a step-grandmother. The Ashes Avi Imo. And your mother's father's wife. Also. Where she's not your grandmother, but your step-grandmother. From your, what's it called, your mother's side, your mother's father's wife. The Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ho'en. Okay, your uncle on your mother's side. Okay, your mother's brother, right? But your mother's father's brother. Who is your granduncle? No, it's your, right, it's your, what's it called? Your granduncle. Your mother's father's brother. It's your mother's uncle. And his wife. His wife is awesome. The Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'am. Same thing, except it's your, mother's, right, your mother's brother's, what's it called? Your mother's brother from the father's side. Mm-hmm. So if the brother is the mother's brother from the father's side. So his wife is also us. The kalas bino, right? The kala of your son. In other words, your granddaughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is also Minatora. Your granddaughter-in-law. Your son's daughter-in-law. The Kalas Bito, or your daughter's daughter-in-law. Both of them are granddaughters-in-law. Umutar Adam Be'eshes Chamiv, the person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, who's not his mother-in-law. In other words, somebody was married to one woman, and he had a daughter, and that's your wife. And then he married another woman, and had a, what's it called, a different daughter, and that's not your wife. Okay? So his wife, and then what's it, married another woman, that other woman you're allowed to marry. It's your father-in-law's wife, who's not your mother-in-law. Uve'eshes chorgo, and also, you have a stepson. You married a woman who had a son. who's not your son, but it is your wife's son. And he has a wife. That your wife's son's wife is what's it called, is mutter also. But you're not allowed to marry the daughter of your, what's it called, your stepson's daughter. Because that's Isha Obita, right? Ubas Bita. Right? You're not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter or her granddaughter. And that's, this woman is a granddaughter. Because she's the daughter, the granddaughter of your, what's it called, of your wife. Okay. But it's not your granddaughter, but your wife's granddaughter. That's also Min HaTorah. But you're allowed to marry the wife of your stepson. The chargo mutter beishto, and your stepson is mutter to your wife, who's not his mother. In other words, you marry two women, right? And one of them you have a wife, Rachel, and you married a woman, Leah, who had a son, Yaakov. So Yaakov is your stepson. He's not your son because he was only the son of your second wife. That stepson is allowed to marry your first wife. When the father dies, that stepson is allowed to marry his father's wife, who's not his, not related to him at all. Ubito is also allowed to marry his daughter from a different wife. The Ashes Chargo, and therefore the wife of the stepson, whose mutter to you, can say, Omeris lo ani muteris lecha. I'm mutter to you, ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter's also to you. I'm mutter to marry you, but my daughter's not, because my daughter is marrying Isha ubas bita, or bas bina, and the wife is not also, even midrabonet, mutter completely minato, midrabonet he would do. Mar says, bas chargo v'yoraisai. This is not one of the shnios. Bas chorgo dechsiv es bas benov es bas bito. Any woman that you marry, even if it's not your child, but her daughter or granddaughter is also to you. Minatol. When it says, Mishum dekaboy lemisne seifa eishes chorgo meres lo animu teres lecha ubiti asura lecha v'yapagav debiti asura lecha medoraisa bedidi lo gozer be'rabonin. Since in the end I wanted to say this chiddush, that the wife of the stepson can say, I'm mutter to you, but my daughter is also to you. Right? And even though the daughter is also min HaTorah, it's not one of the shniyos, it included it to tell me this chiddush. That I'm mutter, afilu midrabanan, and my daughter is also min HaTorah. Tana reisha nomi bas chorgo. Therefore the reisha also mentioned bas chorgo, but it's not really one of the shniyos, it's an issur d'oraisa. Mara says, Yihochi eishes chomiv nomi. Right, the wife of your father-in-law, who's not your mother-in-law, can say the same thing. Nomi teima, ani muteres lecha. I'm mutter to marry the son-in-law of my husband, because he's not my son-in-law. I'm just through marriage, I married the father-in-law. I'm mutter to marry a filim of the rabbanon. Ubiti asura lach. But my daughter is usher to the, what's it called, to the son-in-law, because it's Aishas the Haviachos Ishto. It's the sister of his wife. The case is like this. Reuven married two women. He married Rachel, right, and he had Dina. Okay? And he married Leah, and he had, Sarah. Okay? So Dina and Sarah are sisters from the same father. They're half-sisters from the same father. And and Rachel married Reuven. So, I forgot what the names already are. But in any case, but the guy who married these two women to begin with is the father-in-law of Reuven. But his second wife is not the mother-in-law of Reuven, it's just the father-in-law's wife. So if, the father-in-law dies, the wife, his wife, who's not the mother-in-law, can marry the son-in-law. But her daughter can't marry him because it's his wife's sister, because they have a common father. Okay. Where it says, Hopsikale, Holopsikale. No, the reason it didn't say this case is because there is a case where he'll be allowed to marry that other woman when his wife dies. Because a sister, you can marry after the death of the other sister. But the case of the, what's it called, of the Baschorgo, the case of the wife of the stepson, will never become mutter. Right? The granddaughter is osur no matter what. Mashenkin, a sister, is only osur while the other sister is alive. So since it's possible that you could marry that other sister at some point, therefore, what's it called doesn't become awesome. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. And that's enough for today. Aim emo. Okay, you're allowed to marry your mother's mother. You're allowed to marry your maternal grandmother. Very interesting. Minat Torah. It's only awesome in the Rabbanan to marry your grandmother. Emo ksiva. Mother is awesome in Minat Torah. Gazu Rabbanan al aim emo, kidei shalo yifka be'emo. The Rabbanan were afraid that if we let you marry your mother's mother, you come to marry your mother. Right? The Gazru Nomi Be'em Aviv, and they also made a gzeira for your father's mother. Now the Chara, if you marry your father's mother, we're not afraid you're going to marry your father. Right? So the Chara, they wouldn't have made a gzeira just on that. Right? Mishum Einimo. But we're afraid that if we let you marry your father's mother, you'll end up marrying your mother, because it's a gzera, it's really a gzera of a gzera, but it's all one big gzera. The Gemara's gonna, tomorrow we'll see, or next day, whatever.
It's all legal in California.
Right. We're afraid that if you marry your maternal grandmother, right, if you're your paternal grandmother, you'll end up marrying your maternal grandmother, and if you marry your maternal grandmother, you may end up marrying your mother. So even though it's a gzera, the gzera, they want to say it's all one gzera because they're all tall grandmothers. So you may confuse grandmothers. If you marry grandmothers, you may marry mothers. Okay. The alpha gav the gzera, the gzera, who? Kedomer the kamon, mishum the tarvayu ima rab sekar. They're both called grandma. So we're afraid that you'll confuse grandmothers with mothers. The Ashes of the Aviv, Mishum Ashes of the Haksuba. Right? Your father's wife is also to you Minat Torah. So therefore your grandfather's wife is also Osir, because you may confuse your grandfather's wife with your father's wife. Right? Because fathers already are grandfathers like fathers. So you figure if you can marry your grandfather's wife, you can marry your father's wife too. And therefore the Rabbanan Asir. The Ashes of Imo. Right, and same thing goes with your mother's father's wife. Now again, here the gzeira wouldn't apply because you're not going to marry what's it called your aishas avi imo. You're not going to marry your father, right? You're the wife of your father. No, the wife of your father is the wife of your mother. There's no wife of your mother. I'm not afraid you're going to marry your mother because you were able to marry your mother's father's wife, right? We're afraid that if you marry your father's father's wife, you'll marry your father's wife. But we're not afraid that if you marry your mother's father's wife, you'll end up marrying your mother. Your mother doesn't have a wife, so therefore there's no gzeira immediately for that. The afagav the eishes avi imo gzeira mishum eishes avi aviv the tarvayu abarava koralu v'chadahu. So the Gemara, next Mishnah Gemara. Right, since they call them grandfathers, we're afraid you'll confuse grandfathers, whether it's paternal grandfathers or maternal grandfathers, you confuse them. The Eishes Achiho Ab Minoein, the Minat Torah Erves Achiho Vicho Ksiv. From the Torah, you can't marry your uncle's wife. Okay, Eishes Achiho Vicho. The Amrino Lekamon, the Habal Yivimto, the Ba'achi Ovid Min Ha'av Kemishtoi. It's only your father's brother from the father, though they have a common father. That's where the Torah asked his wife. Aval im hoya achim shel avi min ha'em shari. But if it's only your father's half brother from the mother, you're allowed to marry his wife. Min ha'Torah. Okay, your uncle, who is your father's brother, but he's only a half-brother. They share the same mother, not the same father, is mutter min haTorah, and only if they share the same father is he also min haTorah, is she also min haTorah. The Gazer Rabbanan alo mishum eishes achi aviv min ha'av. The Rabbanan answered it, because we're afraid if you'll marry your uncle's wife, who is your uncle only through the mother, you'll end up marrying your uncle's wife, who's an uncle through the father. They're easily mixed up. The eishes achi ha'av min ha'av. Right? And therefore they also answered, your mother's brother, wife, from the father. Kigon, Naphtali achi yocheved. Naphtali is a brother of yocheved, miaviha, from what's it called, the father. Okay, they have a common father. Vinasa isha, he married a wife. Asura la'aro mishum shniya. So she's only asur mid the rabbanu. Why? The apagav de eshes achi mo loksiva. Even though your mother's brother's wife, your uncle on your mother's side, is not also min haTorah. Gazur Rabbanan heichad ahave achi imo min ha'av. As long as they have a common father, right, the mother's brother, and your mother and that brother have a common father, they answer it. Why? But they didn't answer it if they have a common mother. That not. Only a common mother. There, your mother's brother, only from the mother, is mutter. Your mother is her, his wife. Why? Gzeirim shumachi aviv min ha'em, the havino mishniya, the ikat tzad av, since it's similar, because both cases would be aser, if they have a common father. Okay? So they asered on the father's side, even if they only have a common mother, and on the mother's side, only if they had a common father. Avalim hoya naftoli achi ochevim min ha'em, the lo min ha'av, mi boya v'kamon v'gmora, igozer abonon v'yilov. Later on, the Gemara's name is Shaila, whether they answered also a mother's brother only from the mother's side. Right? Did they say once it's usher by the father, min rabbana, on the mother's side, even though it's only usher min haTorah on the father's side, the brother. Mela, when they answered on the mother's side, they answered across the board, whether the brother is from the father or the mother, or no. Here, they only answered it if it's from the father, because that's similar to the case of the Oraisa on the other side. And they answer the father's brother from the mother, because it's very close to the father's brother from the father. But the mother's, what's it called, brother, is anyway not answered, even if it's from the father. That's only the rabbi. So to extend it to even the mother's brother from the mother's side, that's already a gzera v'gzera. Maybe they didn't answer that. Or maybe no. Since they're all called uncles, right, they're also. The kalas v'no, your son's daughter-in-law's mutter, gozer mishum kalaso, but they answered it because you'll confuse her with your daughter-in-law. Your son's daughter-in-law and your daughter-in-law. The kalas bito, and the same thing goes with your daughter's daughter-in-law. They answered, mifarish time of a kamon, gzera mishum kalas v'no. Again, it's a gzera because of your son's daughter-in-law, but it's all one big gzera, because they're all called daughters-in-law. Chorgo ben ishto. Chorgo is your stepson. It's your wife's son who's not your son. V'osav abas chorgo, v'kamen porach ha'deoraisai. And you're not allowed to marry your stepson's daughter, because it's your wife's granddaughter, which is bas bita. Right? Tzumara asks, that's min haTorah. Ha'es bas benoa, right? Bas benoa. Why is that included in the list of shniyos? It's a Torah prohibition. Gemara says, "Hopsi kolei." So Gemara says, because it wanted to tell me the chiddush that the eishes chorgo, the wife of your what's it called stepson, is mutter to you. But she says, "I'm mutter to you, but my daughter is also to you." So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, there's another case similar to that by eishes chamiv, right, where the father-in-law's wife is mutter to the man, and his daughter from another wife is also because it's the sister from the father's side, sister of your wife. Umar's answer is no. The sister of the wife will be mutter when the wife dies, but the daughter of the, what's it called, of the stepson will never be mutter to you. So the daughter of the stepson is a big chiddush. This daughter is never mutter, and her mother is mutter. And Mashen came by the sister, the wife of the father-in-law is mutter, and it's possible for her daughter to be mutter too if the wife dies. So therefore it didn't say that case. Hopsikalei, bashorgo la'olam asurolo. Right, the daughter of your stepson is always awesome. It's never a heter. Holopsikale bas eshet chami vo asurolo mishum achos isha holo la'achar misas ishto muteres lo lopsikale. But your stepson, your father-in-law's wife's daughter, who is the sister of your wife, right, will be mutter if the wife dies. Mamela didn't say that case. Omar Rav, Arba Noshim Yeshlan Hepsik. Even though most of the Shnios extends both above and below to all the generations, right, there are four of them that don't extend beyond the Issa the Rabbanan made. Okay, we'll see in 1 second. Rashi explain what it is, and we'll explain it better. Nok et Rav biyode klas. Rav knew three of them. Right, there are four that have a hefsek, and Rav knew three. And what are those three? Eishet achiho ein min ha'ar. Okay, your mother's brother's, what's it called? Mother's brother from the father's side, wife. Your mother's brother's wife, who is a brother from the father's side. Okay, not from the mother's side, from the father's side. So only she is Aser, but the next generation up is not Aser. In other words, your grandmother's brother's wife from her father's side is not Aser. Okay, but other Arayas do go up. Right. For instance, your grandmother, your mother's mother is also Midrabonah. So your mother's mother's mother is also Aser. And your mother's 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 mother is Aser. All the way up, great, great, great grandmother, right. 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 So it goes up all the way. But here it ends with that generation. It ends with your uncle, your maternal uncle's wife from your mother, from what's it called, who has a common father with your mother. Okay. The eshet achi ha'av min ha'en. The second one is your father's brother's wife who has a common mother. Okay. Your father's brother's wife, meaning your uncle's wife, who's your uncle from your father's side, from the mother. The father's mother, they have a common, what's it called, they have a common mother. Okay. The kalosa. And your daughter-in-law, and the Gemara is going to ask, probably in Sunday's Amud, kalas deoraisa. Right? So I was going to say, it's talking about your daughter's daughter-in-law. You have a daughter, she has a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law, so your granddaughter-in-law from your daughter ends there. It doesn't extend to the next generation. Okay. It was the Eri Mosif, so Rav knew these three, even though he knew that there were ultimately four. So Ze'iri added the fourth. Ziri Mosif af Eishes Avi Imo. And Ziri added the next case, which is the wife of your mother's father, your paternal grandfather's wife, also ends there. It doesn't extend up to your paternal great-grandfather's wife, and so on. Omrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Simonech De'iloi De'rav. Right, and the simon is that Ziri added another generation up. Rav's
We're all an equal generation, uncles and aunts. Uncles. Wives of uncles. But Zairi's case is one generation up, your, what's it called, mother's father's brother, which is a generation removed. So what's it called, Eloi the Rav, above Rav. Rav's case was on an equal plane, and this is another generation up. V'Rav, my time alochashivle. Why didn't Rav count this as one of the ervas that have a hefsek, that it stops there? Michlefale be'eshes avi aviv. Because you can confuse it with the case of your father's father's wife. Okay, and there it doesn't end. It continues up. Because eshes aviv is also min haTorah. Wherever there's an issa d'oraisa involved, then there's no hefsek to the shnius. But where in that erva there's no issa d'oraisa, it's only also because of something it's similar to, there is a hefsek. So eshes aviv, we'll see in Rashi, the eshes aviv, there's an issa d'oraisa of eshes aviv. So therefore, eshes aviv, and aviv, and all the way up, right, till Odom Arishon is Osir, at least till Yaakov Avinu is Osir. And what's it called? And therefore they Osired, according to Rav, also Eishes Avi Imo, right? Even though there is no Issa D'oraisa by Avi Imo in those generations. But since you could confuse it with Avi Aviv, and there is an Issa D'oraisa, Eishes Aviv, so therefore they made a no hefsek to Eishes Avi Imo also. And why does what's it called Zairi? Yes, how old it was Zairi. Lahasam Shriach Va'azil, Lahakalo Shriach Va'azil, because people hang around their father's relatives more than their mother's relatives. And therefore they understand that there's more of an Isser by the father's side than the mother's side. So we're not afraid that if your mater beyond the what's it called, your mater, the mother's father's brother. Yeah. Eishes Avi Imo. Right. Your mother's father's wife. Your mother's father's wife, that you'll come to be mater your father's father's wife. And Mela, you're going to come to be over in Issa D'oraisa of your father's wife. Because you'll confuse your grandfather's wife with your father's wife. Right? Not the woman, but the Issa. So therefore, no, people know that they're more attuned to father's relatives and know that there's more Issa there than mother's relatives, and therefore they won't confuse them. Okay, now it's Rashi and explain it again better. Dalid Noshim Shnios, Yeshlan Hefsek. Rav said that there are four women who are Shnios, that the Isser ends with them and doesn't continue up or down to other generations. Shalamala mehem lamata mehem mutter. Anything in the generation above or below is mutter. Aval acheros, but all the other Shnios, kigon, emimo. What's a shnia? Your grandmother, from your mother's side. Your maternal grandmother is only also from the rabbanim. Right? Min haTorah, you could marry your mother's mother, if you wanted to. Okay. So, ein lohen hefsek. The rabbanim asered it all the way up. Shilamalo himenu at sof kol adoros. Til Yaakov Avinu. Havino mishnia. Right? Therefore, your grandmother is also your great-grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, and so on, all the way up, okay, from your mother's side. Even though, what's it called, why? Because there is an Isser D'oraisa there somewhere, by Imo, your mother. Your mother's also min haTorah. So her mother is only the Rabbana. But since it starts with an Isser D'oraisa, it goes all the way up. V'chein eishes avi aviv. The same thing goes, Rashi says, the Rambam argues on this, the Rambam seems to hold that it's only the actual case itself that goes up. Now, your mother's aser, Your grandmother's Asher Mida Rabbanan goes up all the way. But it doesn't include the ones that are secondary to that. For instance, this case, Eshes Avi Aviv. Your father's, well, this would include, but your mother's, your grandmother's father's wife. According to Rashi, it would include that, even on your mother's side. Notice it includes not only the women straight up, but even the men whose wives also included. That's how Rashi learns. And the Rambam seems to say that it doesn't include, it includes your grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, but not your mother's father's wife. Your great-great-grandmother's father's wife. That not. Okay. Now, the same thing would be Eishes Avi Aviv. There's an Issa Doraisa of Eishes Aviv. So Eishes Avi Aviv, your grandfather's wife, right, comes from an Issa Doraisa. The Eim Avi Aviv, Lemaila Mehem, the same thing goes with your grandfather's mother's husband. Adla Olam, goes up forever. Awesome. Kigon Eishes Avi Avi Aviv, what would be an example? The wife of your great-grandfather is also what's called Asher. Not just the wife of your grandfather is Asher Midrabbanan, the wife of your great-grandfather is Asher Midrabbanan. The Eim Avi Avi Aviv. The same thing goes with the mother of your grandfather. Right. The mother Avi Avi Aviv. No, the mother of your great-grandfather would also be Asher. And here again, Rashi says it doesn't go only to the actual thing, that was Eishes Aviv, but Eim Avi Avi Aviv also. And the Rambam says only only goes up the same Isser. In other words, Eim, all the way up, but not Eishes Av of the Eim. And the same thing on the other side.
Okay. Why is the Gemara decided that it's not Shaykh?
I mean, why is it not Shaykh? People got married young.
Great-great-grandmother?
She could be, 119 and... You have this thing for older women. maybe she, was preserved very nicely in her old age. Or maybe as you get older, your eyesight gets better. I mean, it's shy. It's just, not... Vinokit Rav Biyodei Klas. Lefrushe Klas Mehanech Arboa. Rav knew three of them, not the fourth. And we'll see, after Rav found out the fourth, he disagreed with it. Okay. Aval Revis lo Havi Yodei. He didn't know the fourth one. Mayu. Aval Gemara Havi Gomer da Arbeninu. But he knew that there were four, but he didn't know what the fourth was. And Zeiri filled him in on the fourth, and then when he heard what it was, he argued on it. Eishes achi ha'eim min ha'av. Okay, your mother's brother, meaning your uncle, from the father. They have the brother and the mother have a common father, and his wife is also to you. But the next generation up, eishes avi ha'eim, achi avi ha'eim, right? Or achi ha'eim ha'eim, your grandmother's brother's wife, from the father's side, is not also to you. It ends there. He levad ashniya. Only she ashniya. Aval eishes achi ein imo muteris. But the wife of your grandmother's brother, who has a common father with the grandmother, right? That's not also. Okay. The eishes achi ha'av min ha'ein. The second one is eishes achi ha'av min ha'ein. Your father's brother, your uncle, right? His maternal uncle, his maternal, what's it called, brother. In other words, they only have a common mother. So, what's it called? His wife is also to you. So it's your uncle, your aunt. Your aunt from your uncle of your, the brother of your father, who has a common mother with that father. Except that ends there. Aval eishes achi avi aviv min ha'ein muteres. But the wife of your grandfather, your granduncle, your grandfather's brother, right, from a common mother, his wife is mutter to you. Okay, your grand aunt is mutter. The time of Mishum, the lo shaykh behu ever deraisa. Because in all these cases, there's no erva min hatorah that starts it off. It's only because you may confuse it with another case that was an erva min hatorah. Aval ein imo de shaykhid bidorosa erva deraisa gon imo, but your mother's your grandmother, right, your mother's mother, she, that's usher all the way up, because it starts with an erva deraisa, imo, your mother. So therefore it doesn't stop. But wherever it starts with something where there is no issa deraisa, it's only a shniya, then it stops. The eishas avi aviv, yesh bidoroseho, eishas av midoraisa. Same thing goes with your grandfather's wife. It's not only also, your father's wife is also minat Torah. Your grandfather's wife is a shniya, and it goes up, great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-grandfather's wife, all the way up, because it starts with an issa deraisa. So yesh bidoroseho, eishas av midoraisa. The eim aviv nami, like your father's mother, even though by your father's mother, right, there's no issa deraisa there, right? Ein lo hefsek. Still, there's no hefsek by that. Vasura af im avi aviv imechalfa be'ein imo. Because there it's usher, because you'll confuse it with your mother's mother, which there's a mother that's deraisa. So you'll confuse your father's grandfather's mother with your grandmother's mother. And grandmother's mother, there is an issa deraisa. So there they asked also the grandfather's mother too. The kala also, yesh lahepsik. Kala also, it only ends with the daughter-in-law, and the Gemara's will say it doesn't mean your daughter-in-law, because that's deraisa. It ends with your daughter's daughter-in-law. Because your daughter, your daughter's daughter-in-law, there's no Isser Deraisa over there. We'll see in one second. Well, the common part of Koshim Kaloso, but how they shnia, so Deraisa. Kaloso is not a shnia, it's a Deraisa. You can't marry your daughter-in-law. Well, Metaritz, Ema Kalos Bito. The Chashvin and Lola El Bishnios. Your daughter's daughter-in-law. The Ka'omar Rab, the Eshla Hefzik. Horvelo Shaychibo Isser Kala Deraisa. Because there's no issa for her, to your daughter's daughter-in-law is an issa to her, right? So there's no deraisa of kala by your daughter, right? By your daughter's, no issa kala by you either, right? The whole concept of a daughter-in-law, where it's issa to the father, is only shaykh by a son, my son's wife. My daughter's wife, right, is not going to be usher to me. It should be a problem, but it's not going to be usher to me, right? So there's no daughter-in-law by a daughter. So therefore, by a daughter's daughter-in-law, since there's no deraisa there, therefore, what's it called? It stops there. Hilka chalas basbito sharia. Therefore, your granddaughter's daughter-in-law is mutter, right? Now, your granddaughter has a son, and he got it married, so that's her daughter-in-law. That's not awesome. Avokalos b'no ain't lo hefsek. But your son's daughter-in-law, okay, there is an issur. Why? Because there's a issur to your, what's it called, daughter-in-law, minatora. Right? If your son's wife is also to minatora. So your son's wife is also usher to you, and it goes on l'olam voed, because it starts with nisa deraisa. Look, the kalas ben benol nami asira hoel v'shaychi bedoros halolu isur kala deraisa. By a son, it's shaykh min hatorah that he should have a wife who's your daughter-in-law, who's also min hatorah. Therefore, his son's wife and his son's wife are all usher, because they're all continuations of the daughter-in-law that's deraisa. But your daughter's son's wife, right, doesn't start with a deraisa, because your daughter, you can't be a daughter-in-law with your daughter. It doesn't start. right? Your daughter doesn't have a wife. So it only starts with the shnia of your daughter's son's wife. Memela, it ends there. Okay. Eishes avimo, and Zeiri added the fourth one, the wife of your mother's father, your maternal grandfather's wife. Okay, also stops there. Yeshla hetzik, the sharin and eishes avi imo. And therefore, the mother of your great-grandfather's, the wife of your great-grandfather from your mother, your mother's father's wife, is mutter to you. However, lo shaycha b'doris halalu ishes av d'oraisa. Because over here there's no ishes av, right? It's talking about what's it called, your mother. It starts with your mother. Your mother doesn't have a wife. That's also to you, right? So therefore, the issur is not because of the mother, it's because of the wife of the father, of the grandfather, whatever. And there's no issur d'oraisa, it starts with an issur d'rabban, and therefore it ends there. The simen, had the osif ze'iri d'iloi d'rafu. And the simen is what ze'iri added is above Rav. Dor echod l'mala mishnios d'rav. Rav only spoke about your father or mother's brothers. But he didn't speak about the next generation up. Right? The Rav Choshev Eishes Achiho Eim. The Zushel Ze'iri Dor Echad Lamala is talking about your grandfather's, brother's wife, or whatever. Eishes Avi Imo Michalfo Be Eishes Avi Ovid. So why didn't Rav agree to that case? Because you'll confuse the wife of your mother's father with the wife of your father's father. And the wife of your father's father doesn't have a hefsik because Eishes Aviv is d'oraisa. Okay, Mashenkin, Eishes Imo is not d'oraisa. There's no such thing. D'i Amris Yeshla Hefsik Osila Meimer be Eishes Aviv Yeshla Hefsik. You may think that there's a hefsik by Eishes Aviv also, which is not true. Because Eishes Aviv is d'oraisa, and therefore it goes up all the generations. V'hosam ikabosam doris Eishes d'oraisa, Eishes Aviv. Mar says, hosam shchiach v'ozel. And why did Ze'iri hold that we're not afraid of that? The mishpachas aviv adam ragil leilech. People usually hang around their father's relatives, not their mother's relatives. The yodea sheyesham kur v'yosam imo. And he knows that there's more iser by the father's relatives and the mother's, and therefore, just because the mother's relative has a hefsik, one won't come to make a mistake and think that the father's relative is mutter. Hilkach lo mechalti, therefore they don't mix them up.